He can find the fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name. Hi there, friends, I'm Billy Johnson, your singing woodsman. Glad you could come this way up the trail. How about having a seat beside me here on this log under the old pine tree? Mighty pretty out here in the forest, isn't it? That's cause we've kept fires from running wild through here. You know, we thought you might enjoy taking time out for a few moments of song and storytelling. Just across the trail there are those masters of song about America's great outdoors, the Sons of the Pioneers. They've been waiting for you to get settled so they can do this song for you.
Farewell, old range, my work is through.
There's a roundup in the sky.
I give my pony back to you.
There's a roundup in the sky.
I'm gonna burn my brand on the silvery hide of a shooting star and take a ride to a land beyond the great divide.
There's a roundup in the sky. It'll long go up the trail, high tail, get along, Dogie. There's a roundup in the sky.
I see them gathered round the moon.
There's a roundup in the sky.
I guess they know I'll be there soon.
There's a roundup in the sky.
You know I hate to leave, old pal, but still I just can't wait for the night until I'll be herding stars with Buffalo Bill
at the roundup in the sky. Get along, Dogie, up the trail, high tail. Get along, Dogie, there's a roundup in the sky.
Round up in the sky. That sort of gives us a look into the future, doesn't it? From the cowboy's point of view. Well, talking about the future, isn't that really the best reason we ought to be careful with our fire in woods and forests? Now, take the little trees, for example. The little fellows that are just starting to grow. They're nestled down in the grass and weeds. In many places, you've got to look doggone close to even see them. And do you know something? It's those little fellas, tomorrow's trees, that take the worst beating when fire runs wild through the fields and woods. Look at it this way. Shouldn't we be as concerned about the children of the forest, the little trees in a way, as we are about our own youngsters and their future? I think so. Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Papa's gonna buy you a mockingbird. If that mockingbird don't sing, Papa's gonna buy you a diamond ring. And if that diamond ring turn brass, Papa's gonna buy you a looking glass. If that looking glass gets broke, Papa's gonna buy you a billy goat. Yes, sir, what wouldn't we do for our young? We work for them, we plan for them, with the hope that their future will be bright. Forests are bound to be part of that future. We've got to keep them growing and productive so that our children will enjoy them and profit from them as we do today. In fact, you could say that the little trees and our youngsters are growing together for mutual benefit and good in the future. We've just got to keep the little trees growing and free from fire. They don't ask for much, really. Just the soil to suit their needs, a little rain or snow to satisfy the thirst, and a little care and thoughtfulness from us humans. Not to mention the light and heat of the sun. The sun which means so much to all living things, whether it be trees or man.
Keep a moving, keep a moving, keep a moving.
We've been following the sun ever since this day begun, and we're weary.
Keep a moving, keep a moving,
till the fading western light brings the shelter of the night so dreary.
Keep a moving, keep a moving, following the sun all day. Move those mountains from far away.
There's been something in the air growing stranger.
Keep on moving, keep on moving.
For we haven't heard a sound, and the silence all around spells danger.
Keep on moving, keep on moving, following the sun all day. Move those mountains from our way. Wheels are turning, hearts are yearning.
I was talking about the little trees. Let's think about them in terms of future usefulness. These little trees that are growing today, some of them so small you could cup them in the palm of your hand, represent our future supply of lumber, paper, and thousands of other forest products. They must serve one day to hold the land in place, the land from which we get our water, to help prevent erosion and floods. Someday they'll provide food and shelter for wildlife. And they'll be the trees under which our children and our grandchildren will spread their picnic lunch or set up an outdoor camp. In view of this, we must do everything we can to keep our little trees free from injury and destruction by careless fire. The sad fact is that millions of little trees are lost each year. Isn't that right, Lloyd?
It's really kind of sad, Billy, thinking about the millions of little trees that burn up each year because folks get careless. Now, some things can get away from a forest fire if they've got legs or wings. That is, if they can move faster than the flames do. But the little trees, they can't take off and run. They're rooted there. And I guess the choice is nearly always ours, whether they get a chance to grow into big timber and serve a useful purpose, or whether they get badly scorched by fire or burn up completely. Of course, the wind plays a big part in all this, too. But the wind we'd like to sing about right now is a gentle whispering wind.
Mm-hmm.
like the sigh of a soul in distress. Nighttime too brings an ooze as it sings of a loneliness. Just like a prayer set adrift in the air, calling me home, I guess. Whispering wind comes a winging a melody to welcome me.
Who's coming up the trail now? He's the friend of all who love the outdoors. He's the popular candidate, the people's choice for support this year and every year. He's Smokey Bear with a special message for us.
Hello there, folks. I just want to say that when you support my campaign, you're striking a real blow for justice. Justice to millions of little trees whose main purpose in life is to grow up and serve you and your family. Next time you're out in the woods or forest, look up some of those little fellas, tomorrow's trees, and you'll see for yourself why it's so important to be careful with your matches, smokes, and outdoor fires.
And there he goes down the trail.
Thank you, Smokey.
You know, friends, it's your own State Forestry Department, along with the United States Forest Service, and this station you're listening to that make these little outdoor get-togethers possible. Until we say hi to each other again, this is Billy Johnson, your singing woodsman, and those masters of outdoor songs, the sons of the pioneers, asking you to please keep in mind what Smokey Bear says. Remember, only we, you and I, can prevent forest and woods fires.
Smokey the Bear, prowling and a sniffing in the air. He can find a fire starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey. That was how he got his name. Smokey the Bear, prowling and a sniffing the air. He can find the fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey. That was how he got his name.